Okay, post-game wrap time here. And you know what? I know this season hasn't gone the way the Giants fans wanted it to go, but I'm really glad that the Giants fans were here in big numbers today, got to enjoy a walk-off win to finish off the home schedule. Seems fitting.
You know, it really shouldn't be this way. Every game should be equal when you win them, and it shouldn't mean as much. But there are a couple on the schedule that always seemed a little, to mean a little more. Opening day. You want to win your opening day. You just do. And you want to win Fan Appreciation Day, your last one of the year. I mean, you're saying goodbye to your fans. You want to thank them for the support, the love they've given you all year long. And the best way to do it is a win. And they got a walk-off win on Fan Appreciation Day. I mean, David Villar will never forget that. I mean, that's how good that memory was. So, good win for this club.
Yeah, it's especially fun, especially when the guy's going to be out at home. I mean, he was out. Yeah. I mean, I kept thinking, yeah, they're going to, no, and, but you know what? What difference does it make? It's great. It's a great win. Good for VR, too.
Yeah, great moment for him.
And you know what? The Ghost Runner, I love it.
All in on the Auto Runner, sure.
There will be no Ghost Runners in the playoffs.
That's a fact.
Dave, when Slater hit the home run in the seventh, Dave remembered back to the home opener, and Slater actually knocked in the winning run in the bottom of the 10th inning on opening day here. So he was wondering, well, maybe this will be – they didn't hold that lead today, but just like opening day, that was the 10th inning. And I think it was Darren Ruff who scored from first base, because in that game, Dubon was the automatic runner. And he got doubled up on a fly ball to right, and he couldn't get back to second in time. And it's like, what? And but then Ruff got the walk, and Slater doubled him, and he scored all the way from first, which was a little bit similar to Wilmer scoring from second here today. I don't know who'd win a foot race between those two, but it'd be close. So, and it's also, this was a part of the Giants' future that they have high hopes for David Villar, that he could be a guy out of the farm system. He's got some ability. So this wasn't a power hit. It was a hit right through the hole. But first walk-off hit for David Villar. And you look to 2023 and on beyond. Maybe the first of many. We'll see.
Wilmer found a way to get it done. You're right. He doesn't have much speed right now. If he was racing a pregnant lady, he'd come in third.
But they bookended walk-off wins. They started the season at home with a walk-off, and they ended at home with a walk-off.
I love it. I love
it. Good way to do it.
Good memories.
All right, we'll pick players when we come back.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Let's see. Good for my career. Send me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Okay, post-game wrap part two. We're going to pick players of the game. Who's going first today?
You lead us off, and it doesn't have to be just for today's game. It could be the whole year.
Okay, even though this isn't the final game, we are going to have a last wrap from San Diego. But
we're going to have technical difficulties, I'm afraid, in the NBC Sports Bay Area studios. So probably should do it
so
today.
This is really the last group wrap. We're all together. Okay, if I get to pick anybody from the whole year, I'm taking Carlos Rodon. We don't know if he's going to be back with the Giants, but I sure did enjoy his year pitching in a Giants uniform. And he, like Aaron Judge, bet on himself and won huge by having the best year he's ever had. He's had a lot of good years, but whether he's with the Giants or with somebody else, I'm going to be pulling for Carlos Rodon. He did great work this year.
Well, and he still has a chance to lead the National League in strikeouts.
Yeah, we'll see if he takes the ball. He might pitch on Tuesday in San Diego. I hope he does.
Yeah, good. I hope he does.
And I think he, from what Gabe Kapler was saying, he needs to, or they'll have to put him on the injured list because they're a little short on arms right now. So anyway, he's told him he wants to pitch in that game. So hopefully that'll be the case.
Okay.
It's fun. That's a good call. So, now me?
Now you.
Okay. Right. Well, I'm going Camilo Doval because Camilo Doval, he's evolved into one of the top closers. I don't know if they've ever actually named him the closer, but he's become one of the top closers in the game. Had a great final month and a product of the Giants player development system who blossomed during the season, adding a different movement on his fastball. And I think that put him over the top. So anyway, so I'm going with Doval.
Good one. That's a good pick.
Yeah.
That's one spot in that pitching staff that they've got locked in. Good one. Okay, I think one of the most exciting things is when a player, by the way he plays, dictates that he's an everyday guy. And I think Tyro Estrada has done that. He wasn't an everyday guy at the start of the season, but he is now. And he's a guy that I look forward to seeing play every day, especially at second base. And so I'm taking Tyro Estrada. I mean, he did it with the bat, a lot of clutch hits. He's got power. I mean, he's the whole package. And he turned second base as good as anybody in the National League West. I like this guy. He's my guy, Tyro Estrada.
That's a good pick, man.
All right. Yeah. Just don't bunt with the bases loaded.
Don't ever do that again,
please,
Tyro.
Please.
Killing me.
Good pick.
Well, I'm going to take John Brebbia just to hear his laugh.
For sure. For sure.
He was ready. Give DC credit.
He was ready.
It's a getaway day.
I tried to catch him off guard. Well, yeah, I love Brebbia, but I'm going to take Wilmer Flores. Yeah. He's the Willie Mack Award winner. So. He scored the run. He showed, as Buster said, fast enough. So, Wilmer Flores.
He's the pick for today and for the whole year.
He's a good one.
And we have a
We got Logan Webb. We got a bunch of other guys.
Yeah.
Well, that's the text message we got from Javier Lopez. Said, I'm taking Logan Webb. So, okay.
Good.
On you, Javi.
Way to go, Javi.
Different year for Logan, and in some ways an even more impressive year to kind of – it wasn't all going great. I mean, he had a great year, but he had some ups and downs and finished super strong and pitched a full year.
Estes just texted and said Crawford for his defense.
Who else is going to text in?
Higgy is texting in, and he said he'd like to take Jose Cruz.
So. Brebby, I thought that was funny. Good line, Kite. What's on deck? Sponsored by your California Ford dealers. Well, the season's not over. We're used to finishing the year here at home. Almost always the year finishes at home, but we got the three games in San Diego. I think we were all hoping that those games would be really important for the Padres. They're not going to be really important, but the Giants are going to make them important. They've made all these games. The Giants are going to try to win them all.
Yeah, and certainly stay over 500.
Yeah.
And you know what? And plus it's the Padres. You got a little bit of a rivalry there.
Yeah. Not a lot of love lost these days.
Yeah, absolutely.
No. Not a lot. So I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Tomorrow, Giants-Padres from Petco Park. What's on deck? Sponsored by your California Ford dealers and the legendary Ford F-150. Visit buyfordnow.com to find your new truck. Okay, we'll have highlights right after this.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah. Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.